All right, everyone. It is 7:01. I'd like to call the call to order. I'd like to stand for the Pledge of Allegiance, please.
Pledge of Allegiance to the flag.
The flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
And if we could just do a moment of silence for Rick Dunn's mom, and Kelly Dunn's mom, who passed away today. And okay, thank you, everyone. Can you do a roll call, please?
Barbara DiGennaro?
Here.
Anita Dugato?
Here.
Sarah Vidomsky?
Here.
Joseph DiMartino?
Here.
Camille Curtica?
Here.
Ronald Sill?
Here.
Jim DiMartino?
Yeah, he's stuck at work.
Robert Heider?
Here.
Charles Sampson?
Present.
Okay, the record should reflect there are 8 members present, 1 absent. You have enough for a quorum, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Mark. Number 4, additions, deletions, corrections, and adoption to the agenda.
Mr. Mayor, 1 deletion. We're going to delete 10.1.
10.1. Compensation package for the mayor of the city of Derby. Okay.
We'll take that up next Thursday.
Okay. Anything else? Nothing? Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstain? So carried. Public portion, number 5. Anybody from the public like to speak on the agenda tonight? Anybody from the public would like to speak on the agenda tonight? Anybody from the public? Hearing none. Move on to number 6, department head reports. Finance director, any questions? How you doing, David?
Hello.
Mr. Taylor there?
Yes, I am.
Hi,
here.
Mr. Taylor. It's Barbara DiGennaro.
Hey.
I just had a quick question or request regarding number 4, which on your report, which was about the FEMA cost that the city has incurred. Last year, I know we had, as a board, had requested that we see the actual costs that were incurred. And I think we may have gotten a list one time. So if it's possible when you get to, I know you're waiting for some other information, but is it possible if you can just, put it together in your report as so that we know as a board what costs were incurred by the city and the reimbursement for them?
Are you talking about the COVID?
Yeah, the COVID. Yeah, number 4 in his report. Yes, Mayor.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely.
Keith started that. And then we started that when this initial pandemic started. So we should have a list. If David, you don't have it, I know Keith started it, and Pam may even have it too. So
yeah, absolutely. We'll get that together. No problem.
Thank you.
It was one of the smart things we did. We started from day 1 on that. So
there you go.
There's definitely a list. Anything else for the finance director? All right.
Mayor, it's Anita Dugato. So Keith, I heard his name. So he's still working for the city?
No, Keith's no longer involved in the day-to-day management. He's completely turned that over to me.
Okay.
He is nice enough to answer my phone calls occasionally when I need some historic content or, have a question, then something new pops up on my desk. But, there's some accounts and projects that were previously managed by Patty Finn, like the middle school project, that the city's asked him to provide some assistance on that. But so far as the day-to-day finance director, I'm handling that.
Great.
Thank you.
Okay, any more questions? Great question, Anita. Thank you. Police Department, 6.2. How you doing, Chief?
Still living the dream. Any questions?
A lot going on over there, I know it.
Yeah, we're basically public act focused right now. That's where all of our energy and is focused, and that's the agenda item for later.
So. I like the way they said it wasn't going to incur any costs for the cities. But I like the way they vote on things in Hartford. But anything for the chief? No. Okay, thank you, Chief. Fire Marshal's Office, Phil. How you doing?
Okay, doing good, Mayor.
Thank you for the extra assistance you're helping us out with right now. Appreciate it. You got your eyes all over the city. I love it. Any questions for the fire marshal? Thank you for joining us, Phil. Keep up the great work. Fire department. Anything for the commissioner? Fire department's doing a great job, the firemen and women. Don't keep up the great work there, Commissioner.
Thank you very much, Mayor.
OEM? Mark's not on. Storms Ambulance? Hearing none. Board of Ed, Doc's on there. Any questions over there? We're doing the budget right now. It's fun, right, Doc?
Always a pleasure.
Absolutely.
Once again.
I'll tell you, I meant that too, Doc, that when the commissioner left, I thought they were going to tap you. I mean, you're a great guy. I really was nervous that we were going to lose you. So.
Appreciate that.
Once again, Doc, I just want to commend you on the way you've kept the schools open through this. You've done a great job and did what you had to do during the whole thing, but great job.
We have, as you know, amazing staff in every area of our buildings. So I'm just fortunate enough to be side by side with them.
So. We're very fortunate that they're all got their first shot of the vaccine too. So that last weekend, it's fantastic news.
Doc, they have some kind of track meet down there today for the first time?
You know, Joe, I'm glad you brought that up. We did. So it was our an official indoor track meet outdoors, but literally the first track meet, certainly the first indoor track meet on the outdoor track, but the first track meet on an outdoor track in Derby, I believe, since 1992. So
everything went well?
Everything went like clockwork. So to speak.
Good. Happy for the kids.
Yeah,
good.
We were real happy for the kids, and Seymour was very happy, and they want to come back next week and do it again. So it was great for all the kids. Really was. Beautiful day.
Beautiful. Hopefully we're getting back to normal. This is perfect.
Doc, quick question, Charlie Sampson. Is Mr. Gonzo still doing his thing with the middle school kids and their track and their
cross country? Yes, he is. Yeah, it's strong as ever. Yeah.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Anything else for Doc? Doc, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Public Works at Armino. Anybody think for
Mayor?
Ed, it's Sarah Wadomski. How are you?
Fine, sir. How are you?
Good. Just a quick question. The cattails at Wittick Park, I know we talked about them last year. And I was just wondering if there was a plan to get those removed before the next round growing in.
Yes, there was. I had a discussion with our foreman and one of our lead machine operators. We can do a portion of that with our equipment. Some of the areas we're going to have to hire a private contractor with a larger excavator. I made a call to DEP last week. I just want to get not that I'm looking for their permission. I just want to make sure that there's not going to be any issues with us excavating into that water system, that the waterway there. As soon as I get an okay, we could probably start within a day or two after that.
Thank you.
Sarah, that's a good question. Anita, you're there. I mean, do you remember, was it under your administration when Ed McManus went up there and they dug up the, was that yours or was that Tony's?
I think it was Mayor Stefari's, yeah.
Mayor Stefari's, okay. Because I know that was a big project and they had to lower the ponds and everything.
And then during my administration, they were doing it again, but it was a bad time because there were the duck eggs in the weeds and they didn't want to touch them. And then it had to go out to bid and never came to.
Because I know, I think we were looking at too spraying it. We had that company that does Lake Housatonic and stuff. So we're trying to stay away from chemicals and we want to try to do it.
I made some inquiries and from everything I can gather and read online, the best way to remove them is to dig them out. And I think that's the best thing to do. I just want to make sure that we're doing everything properly. And
Ed, also, isn't it considered, we had that conversation, hazardous material, because you can't just dump it somewhere because they can regrow?
I don't know. I'm going to have to look into that also. When I speak with DEP, I'm hoping they're going to give me some guidance on to remove it is going to be okay, and B, as how we're going to dispose of it.
Okay, perfect. So you're on that.
Ed, just one thing. 86 Grove Avenue, right across the street, there's a sewer there completely covered over. I should have told you before, but I just see it written down.
All right, I'll take care of it tomorrow.
Thank you.
Anything else for Public Works? All right, Ed.
I just have one more question. There's a couple meters. I don't know if that's parking garage or public works. Some are bent over the meter poles, and there's 2 meters missing, one in front of the old Smile and one in front of the SNET. So I don't know if the public works could straighten them out, or I don't know.
I mean, Dan already fixed one of them. He's on those other two.
Oh, he is. Okay.
Yes. So he got that. And as for straighten them, Ed, if you guys could take a look at it, maybe you got a pole straightener.
I'll talk to Danny tomorrow, and whatever help he needs, we can give it to him.
Okay. I witnessed SNET when they do their snow removal, the truck right on the sidewalk. So I think that's how the one there gets bent over. I witnessed that they go right on the sidewalk and plow. So just a little heads up.
That's great, because after downtown takes off, it'll be my goal to get rid of all of them.
Okay. We don't have horses. We don't need any, like, horse poles, right?
Right.
I'll second that.
Hey, Ed. It's Camille. Did you hear about the garbage people? They did not pick up. 2 weeks ago, they didn't pick up my neighbor's garbage. They picked up everybody's garbage around there. They didn't pick theirs up. Well, this week, they didn't pick ours up, my husband and I. All of a sudden, you know, I seen the neighbor's pails were all empty. So I went outside to try to bring my garbage pail in. The garbage was still in there. I'm like, what the freak? So luckily, when the recycle guys came, I ran outside and I said to him, they didn't come pick up my garbage. The recycle guy said, I'm going to call my boss and tell him. So I don't know, for some reason now, a couple of weeks, they haven't been taking our garbage, different people in this area. It's Side Street, Mountain Street, that they didn't pick up the garbage. All right.
Camille, if you ever have an issue with the garbage, you can call City Carting directly on your pickup day, and they'll send somebody back to pick it up. And if you don't have any luck there,
I did call, and Joe called, And then they did send somebody, but at that point, the recycle people already took the garbage. But then I saw them, I went outside and spoke to them, and I said, how come you didn't take the garbage? And they were three guys. They're like, oh, we don't know. We don't know. And see, at that point, I didn't know that my neighbor had a problem the week before. So I didn't say anything to them about that. So we'll see what happens this week.
We can get to city carding. There were some issues. Certain part of town, we've been on it. They know about it.
Okay.
The first I've heard for a couple weeks now. So, but that's good. I mean, they're getting better, but one complaint is too many. So just let us know. And we'll stay on it. Thank you.
Thank you, Ed.
Thank you.
Okay. Anything else?
And Rob Heider, I got one quick question. I know you guys sweep the streets after winter to get all the sand off. Is there any plans in place to fix the curbing from the plow damage throughout the city? I know the curbing at Whittick Park, the parking lot, is pretty banged up. I didn't know if there was
I saw that. We do that every year.
Okay, great.
As soon as I'm sure we're not going to have another snow incident, we will send somebody around to take all the measurements that we need and find all the streets that have to be repaired. And we do that on a yearly springtime every Perfect. Year we do it.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Welcome.
Anything else? Ed, thank you. WP.
Yes, sir.
We got Ed on there. Any questions for Ed Abel? Ed, thank you. I had that call last night for you. You were very responsive on it. And that resident is very happy they responded back to him. So thank you.
No problem. Thank you, sir.
All right. And we'll go to the building department. And I think you all were aware of we're missing a building inspector now.
That's it.
I think Drew forward the information. Right now we're being covered with Ansonius, and things coming up on that. We'll be talking on that.
Before we move on,
yes,
I actually, it's Barbara. I had some questions regarding the building inspector and regarding the resignation. After the resignation, they're probably not appropriate for public. So if I could ask that we put that on, if we're having a meeting next week regarding the mayor's salary, I'd like to put that on because it may need to go in executive session. But I have some questions and I don't think they should be overlooked, or they should be, they shouldn't be delayed. So that was my impression, that we were going to have some discussion regarding that tonight, but it's not on the agenda.
You know, we were talking with corporate counsel on this, and I can defer to them again, but they're following through on with the building department. That's basically where we're at right now, but.
Well, that's fine. I don't have a problem with that, Mayor. But I have some questions that I don't think are appropriate for public, and it's not on the agenda. So I'll forward my request through to the president to put it on for next week. So, no, however, it has to go in executive session, that's fine. I have some questions, and it's not appropriate.
And Mr. President, Mayor, we could certainly take a look at that.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, absolutely, Barbara. I mean, Deb.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
Hi, Vin.
Anything else for, there's nothing else? Well, he's not here. So, okay, so we'll go to facilities. Parking division. Somebody can mute. Revolving loans. Chief of staff. Economic Development, Carmen. So one thing with the Economic Development, Carmen, did Greg give you a call?
Who's that?
That bought the...
he did not.
Plaza, okay.
Not yet.
I spoke to him, and the new owner of Plaza on the Green is looking to do renovations and fix the place up. So excited to hear what he plans on doing over there. So hopefully that's going to be a big addition to downtown over there. And if some of you don't know that Tony Staffieri sold that Plaza on the Green building over there to another person.
All right, we've got meeting with Griffin Hospital on taxes. I understand they're going to tear down that building.
Yes.
Do they have any plans as a parking lot, or are they going to put a structure up?
I don't think they're putting a structure up right now, but they are definitely going to use it for parking.
Oh, thank you.
So I think that should help, Camille, that should help out your neighborhood once they get that going too. We just got to get them to go over there and park now, as opposed to taking up your neighborhood. Okay, so now we got a treasurer's report. Walt is here, but no idea. Corporate counsel.
It's Barbara. I have a question for, I don't know if either Vin or John can answer. What is the status of the cease and desist order from the motorcycle club on Burtville Avenue? Last I knew there was a cease and desist issue. Do we know what's the status of that?
Are you aware, John?
No, I am not.
So, Barbara, I am just back from my medical leave. I can inquire and report back to you. I believe that had been resolved, but I don't want to speak to that until I verify it.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, but I will make sure you get an update on that.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
And Finn or John, Charlie Sampson, just if you could do us a favor too, Finn, remember when you used to give us the big list of everything we had outstanding and where it was at, just a summary update of what the city had going on? You know, for our next regular meeting, any chance we could see what we have pending out there?
Yeah, we can definitely provide you with a status report on open items that we're dealing with from the legal perspective. A lot of the foreclosure matters that you used to get the lists on have been kind of resolved because the tax liens were sold. But we'll put together a status report for you on it and keep that updated going forward.
Yeah, it shouldn't be that long. It's nice to keep up with whatever we have. Thank you very much. And thanks for coming back.
It's nice to be back.
Parks and Rec, we got Demo here. How are you making out, Demo or Dennis?
Well, just fine, I think. Any particular thing you're speaking of?
We're getting ready to get that complex started again. So I know that's, you gotta be pulling your hair.
Well, as far as our spring season at Ryan Complex, Payton Field, it should be rather robust. We're finally to get to where we're going to see what it's like to be operating at 100%.
Perfect. All right.
Dennis, Charlie Sampson, I would once again just ask that, that the spreadsheet I forwarded to you, if you could just send us a report, even if people aren't renting it, just so we could see what activity is actually going on in that field.
That was a question of mine, Charlie. Yeah. That was a question. I've got about a dozen reservations for the great room. 80% is the Board of Ed, 20% Derby PD. So you want to know about those people. I assume that it would just be, financial circumstances that was going to be reported to the Board of Aldermen. You would like to know everything that goes in there, money or no money.
Yeah, and I understand where you're coming from. And just to clarify, just so we as a board can put something out and show the public how it's being used, maybe you can work with Dr. Conway's athletic director. And between the two of you, just give us a, just on a monthly basis, who's using it and how much it's getting used, because we too want to make sure it's getting used. And as a side note, I know the boys this summer was tabled a couple of weeks ago, but I've asked if they would, they're still looking for a field. And I think we still need to have that discussion. And I've asked them to come to the next meeting. So if you could be, I think we're going to have a special one next Thursday, Dennis, if we could get your input, because you're, obviously directly involved with this.
Okay, sure. I'd be glad to be there.
Well, it's Barbara. Now I'm confused, Charlie. I thought we were waiting for Parks and Rec to come back to us.
Well, we're waiting for Parks and Rec.
Did we not say that?
No, so that's a separate matter. You were looking for fees for Bradley School and Whittick Park, which we did discuss this past Monday, and we did establish some fees on record, but that had nothing to do with Payton.
You're right.
So
you're right. I'm sorry.
The way it was left is from where I sit. A proposal was made by the boys this summer. It involved a reduction in the actual cost based on the number of usages, which was pretty, which is a real lot. So they were asking for a reduced number. I don't know. I got the impression that it seemed like there was an interest in fortifying them with a reduced a fee schedule. And then the second part of that was signs on the field, which I think is going to be a problem and I'm not in favor of. But so it's good to see that we could be back at the table with them.
And once again, I've been speaking to Johnny Netto, Dennis, just so you know, and
that's fine. That's good.
Because we tabled that issue. And if we table something, that means it comes up again. So if you could just work out whatever their proposal was and how many times they need to use the field, put them in the appropriate category and let us know what we would be looking at versus what they're offering us. I think that we do need to have that discussion at a meeting. I'm not asking. I've actually asked our president here, Mr. DiMartino there, Joe, to add it to the schedule for discussion only, because I know they have feelers out in Fairfield. And I just want to make sure we give it its due diligence before we actually turn down the Boys of Summer.
I'll be there.
And Dennis, are we going to have that fee schedule for Whittick Park at Bradley School?
Just so you know, we don't take in a lot of money. I mean, I know you mentioned that these monies could be directed towards maintenance issues. I don't really know how that's going to happen. We have an account, recreation receivables. That's the money that we take in from our parks and from the community center. Of course, we're coming off a pretty much almost dead year due to the pandemic. But we did have a men's softball league in the fall. We made $750. Okay, that goes into the general fund along with the money from Derby Veterans Community Center. At best, with a strong recreation season for adults, I don't know. Could we make $2,000-$3,000? I just don't know how that's going to amount to anything that's going to enhance maintenance of our facilities. It just that it's not that kind of money.
Not necessarily looking to it and use that money to enhance the facility, but rather to pay for its upkeep. I mean, we have Public Works spending time there maintaining that field 5 days a week, and also the lights. And you know, as I mentioned, those lights went up 40 years ago, so they're not exactly.
Well, the Bradley School has brand new lights, by the way, Rob. The bulbs are brand new. They were part of the Johnson Controls project, so the bulbs are brand new. And you know, Parks and Rec, we don't have a line item for electricity, so I'm not aware of what we pay.
Well, but the bottom line is that the taxpayers of Derby shouldn't be paying for the maintenance of Bradley School and the lighting at Bradley School for outside organizations. Simple as that.
Well, then we're going to need to create an account to seek money into, because Parks and Rec receivables goes into the general fund, so they're going to need to go somewhere else.
Okay.
That account doesn't exist.
All right.
It could exist, but it has to be done. We did make an account for Payton Field because we made $250 from the Boys of Summer. So an account was made for that money to go. Payton money will go into a separate account. There is no other account in the city of Derby for recreation money to be injected into maintenance issues.
And then whatever we get is going to come into, like you said, general fund. You know, they'll be paid out of there.
Well, that's where it's gone in my 30-year career.
Right. Okay.
That's where it's gone.
We'll move on a little bit. Any more questions for Dennis?
Yeah, so we'll see that fee schedule at our next regular meeting, I'm assuming.
You want to know what it is? Men's softball teams, $150 a team, and the soccer men's soccer games are $50 a game for home game at Whittick Park. We have two teams that play on Sunday mornings. We're asking them to pay $50 a game. So they play 10 games each in the season. So with the soccer is going to be 20 games times $50 is what we're going to take in from men's adult soccer Sunday morning league. Right now we don't even have a men's softball league that has indicated they want to play at Bradley School this year so far. When they do, if we have 10 teams in that league, we charge $150 per team, which is $1,500.
Excellent.
All right.
Thanks for that, Dennis. And we'll look forward to seeing all that information at the Ops and Procedures Subcommittee on the 25th. Thanks for getting that together for us.
Thanks, Dennis.
Okay. You're welcome.
We'll move on to Cultural Commission.
Are we going to have any concerts on the green this summer?
Is there anyone from the Cultural Commission here?
Doing with Naugatuck Valley Health, so with the COVID and everything. So we're still trying to figure out, and we're looking into it. I don't know if it has to do with Cultural Commission, but with the Memorial Day Parade. So we're trying to figure out if they're going to open up things.
Yeah, haven't heard anything. Okay.
We could be like Texas and just do it. Mask optional. I don't know.
We'll find out.
We're seriously though, we're opening it up. We're looking to what we have to do. And like I said, we're going to have a meeting on the 22nd with Memorial Day Parade. And we'll see what that falls into with the concerts there, Anita. So
okay.
Hopefully we'll figure something out there. I'd love to see it down there again. Absolutely. All right. Moving on. Website reports of tickets for the month. Any questions?
Just to update the board, we'd sent out an email to the department heads. There are a bunch of open status reports. So we're working together to try to get everybody's login up to date and get some new people trained on that so we could have get that up to date for everybody in the next couple months.
Perfect.
We had change over in personnel, so some of the stuff we're just want to go back with each department head, and a lot of it's probably closed out, but then we'll be able to give you a more accurate report.
Excellent.
So, and then Mark, going, oh, I'm sorry, go ahead, Charlie.
No, go ahead, Sarah. You're much more important than I am.
No. I was just going to say, with that, if the department heads could just include in their monthly reports updates on each of the tickets that are relevant to their department, that would be very helpful. Thank you.
Mark, is Charlie, just my quick question was, and I know we got a Board of Aldermen one the other night that you replied to promptly, thank you, but is there a way when we do reply, because there were a couple prior to that technically were one I believe was more of a I think it was a public works type of thing, and then there was two others that dealt with specific things going on in specific wards. Is there where we can look at a reply to that, or who's replying? It's just so, obviously, I'm curious when something lands on my desktop, even if it's not my ward, I'd like to make sure that people get, you know, respond to. Is there a way that we could tell, or should we just, as ourselves, copy everybody on it? Because they come to individual email addresses.
Well, the mechanism through the website, when somebody sends it to the Board of Aldermen, is automatically forwarded to everybody's email. You have to figure out what your protocol is, who is going to be responding to that, because it's just that you would respond, I guess, from your individual email. The one that came the other day, somebody was asking for something that I happened to be in the office at whatever, 7:30, and I just responded back because I was able to pull that up, the list of the wards, which you probably wouldn't have anyway.
No, it was perfect. I was pulling out my crayons and my map to respond right away, but you beat me.
I know you cherish the crayons and you want to keep them in pristine condition, so I didn't want to, I figured I would just kind
perfect.
Of do it digitally. But those other questions, you know, the questions that are certainly things that are in your, you know, that really only you as a board or individual older men and women could answer. That's something that that's something, however you feel you wanted to do that.
So it's kind of like we should carbon copy each other on it.
Probably would make the most sense.
Okay, thank you.
All right. We will go to, let's see, next one is Athletic Complex Building Committee. Fieldhouse Baseball Field Building Committee.
Just update, if you don't mind, keep this in here, but I'll update you on both. I know Ed worked on getting a quote for stairs or a ramp from the track to the throwing area at the Picnic Grove for those events. Frank Pepe had come out, I think, about a year ago, Ed, and at that time thought that area, according to Frank, was too steep to accomplish what we needed. So I took a ride over there last Friday, walked the area, reached out to Frank. He happened to be around and met me over there. We are looking at an area with a much less, with a much lower grade in terms of the embankment on that dirt road that goes between the library parking lot and Nutmeg Ave. So he is looking at getting me a quote on a ramp that would be a gradual increase taking both the athletes as well as attendees at our track events up to that picnic grove from the track area. So we will, once I get a quote and probably a couple quotes, we'll reconvene both committees as we did just about 2 weeks ago on the turf and metal cleats matter, review the quotes with the committee and let the committee make a decision on how we move forward.
Pretty dark and secluded in that area though, right, Doc?
It's daylight when these events are happening. When I was there, at least, and again, it's wintertime, so there are not leaves on the trees there. This would be during springtime, but it he'll have to take some trees down, I assume, to make room for the ramp, if that's the plan. But it appeared to be the only area he saw that they could get a ramp in to get people up and down safely. Because right now, like today, we had the first event. Athletes are walking up Nutmeg. And the athletes not familiar with the area don't realize that cars could be coming down Nutmeg from behind you while you're walking down. And one of the reasons why we put the gate up at the top was for safety reasons, because if a lot of kids walking down Nutmeg after school, along with cars leaving the parking lot, coming down Nutmeg as well. And there were just close calls. So we'd rather not have the kids walking on Nutmeg up there if possible to avoid that. And the only other way is climbing the hill, which isn't safe either. It's not as much going up, but coming down.
Yeah, I thought from in the field where that steep incline is, but come in from the sideways where the people come in the gate, and there's a path that goes right up there with really avoiding the big hill and just gradually going up the side. There, as a matter of fact, there's probably a path there.
There is an old path there. I did look at that last week, but because of the way they had to carve the track into that corner, it pushed the land back and created a much steeper slope than what was there when the path was just a path.
Oh, okay. All right.
So that's the first place that Ed and Frank looked to put the ramp or stairs, you know, railroad ties or stairs there before. But Frank thought it was just too steep.
Okay.
We'll continue to look at it, and I'll advise the committee once I have some more information.
Thank you, Doc.
Mayor.
Mark, anybody else?
I just have a question from a process standpoint. Athletic complex is built and the field house is built and the baseball field is built. So there was a policy decision made about field cleats, and then it came up at Parks and Rec. So I would just ask, I guess, to put on your radar, what are the mechanics going to be of basically, are these going to be permanent committees, or are they going to just be closed out and folded into Parks and Rec or the Board of Aldermen? Because really they don't have policy making authority. They're there to build those things, and those things are already built. So I guess.
Absolutely. I mean, I can't wait.
We have clarity of where to direct people and what the policy is going to be going forward.
I would love to take them off here, Mark, trust me, you know, two less things. They're on six. Hopefully we can get them into, fold them into Rex. But yep, we'll keep that on the radar.
I think as we go down the road, that would probably be more apropos to go to the Board of Aldermen.
Yeah.
And maybe that Derby Middle School committee that's 8 years old could finally be collapsed into the Board of Aldermen or just done away with.
Well, I think it's almost done, Ron. I think
what, the middle school?
The middle school to finally there's not much left on it from the last I heard. I'm hoping, you know.
I hope. I hate to be a bugaboo on it like I have been, but we got to wrap it up in the city. Everything continues on.
I was a town crier 5 years ago on that, and it's still here. So I'm like, I don't know. Yeah. For some reason, these things just keep folding. When Patty passed away, we found, there's a bunch of stuff in there still that needs to be closed out. You're absolutely right.
Board of Aldermen made the committees, and the Board of Aldermen could make them go away and take it over, but it's a big responsibility right now. So hopefully they can expedite things and finish it up the right way with the committees and within the next 4 months or so, wrap this stuff up.
They should have been doing
it. Yeah. My opinion.
Yeah, keeps going. I mean, hey, you've been here 30. Well, I'm not going to say a number on you, but you've been here a lot of years. You know how things
I've been here since I was 15 years old.
You know, I mean, what, on the Board of Aldermen?
Yeah, yeah.
All right, moving on. Infrastructure Committee. Johnson Controls. Update. And then Senior Center. I know we got Christine there. All right, hearing none, we're going to move on to seven, administration appointments. 7.1.1, move to approve the minutes in the regular meeting, January 14th, 2021. Do I have a motion?
Charlie Sampson.
Second.
Second, Sarah.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
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 One abstention, Joe DiMartino.
Abstain, Joe DiMartino. Okay, so carried. 7.2, tax refund. Move to approve tax refunds in the amount of $5,188.24, March 11th, 2021. Do I have a motion?
So moved, Barbara.
Barbara, second.
Second, Joe DiMartino.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Mayor.
Aye.
Mayor, could I just interject here a minute? I know they've had the Board of Assessment and Appeals.
Yes.
Are we going to get a report or a list? Is it all done? Do the aldermen have information from the final?
It is not done, Anita.
Okay.
We're meeting on Monday again.
Okay. We'll get a list at the end.
If you want one, I'm sure we can get one.
Yeah.
Thanks.
All right. No more discussion. Have all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Aye. Abstain? So carried. Appointments to the Board of Commissions, no action. 8, committee reports. Blight, nothing. 8.2, community relations, road bond committee.
8.2.1 Derby Dog Park. This was just a discussion at the community relations tonight. The dog park is not too pretty right now. We've had Ed make some repairs. The most important ones are made in the past couple of weeks now, or even today, where 3 locks had to be put on the gates. And because we did have an incident of a bigger dog going into the small dog area and attacking a dog. So they need to be locked, all 3 gates, with brand new locks. And there's got to be a sign on that. So we're taking care of that. We may be able to have some bigger improvements in the near future. So I'll keep you up on to date on that. So that's just for discussion. And then 8.2.2, payment of invoices from road bond money. There is some road bond money left, unfortunately, not enough money to pave a street, but we had some emergency repairs done on a sewer collapse down on First Street, the Commerce Street, and those bills were approved by the committee tonight and passed on here. So I'll make a motion. You have the amounts there. I move to approve the following invoices for 2019. Emergency repairs to Commerce Street, F. Pepe Construction LLC, $13,842.35, and Superior Products Distributors Incorporated, for $4,715.20.
I have a second.
Second, Rob.
Any discussion on that?
Ron, how much money do we have left? This is the last road bond money?
Yes, yeah, this
that
is
we're
the
talking?
Money 3 years ago, yeah. I'm not sure Ed was into that today. Ed, do you have a figure on that?
Ron, can you hear me?
Yes, yeah.
I don't
I don't have an exact number. Patty had it. I think it's about $20,000.
That's before these bills, though, right?
Before these bills are paid, yes, there's yeah. Sufficient money to pay these bills.
Yeah, so we're just about down to the end, Barb.
Okay. Thank you.
Probably looking to bond again for roads because we have some roads that definitely could.
Any more discussion?
Paving.
Any more discussion? All right. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Aye.
Abstain? So carried. Ops, nothing. New business. Police department grant for body cameras. Move to authorize the mayor of the city of Derby to sign an application for 50% reimbursement in the state of Connecticut for body cameras and dashboard cameras under the state funded public act 20-1 body worn cameras, dashboard cameras grant program under the police accountability. Can I have a motion?
Mr. Mayor, Charlie Sampson. All right. I will second this unfunded mandate that our local legislators or one of our local legislators voted in favor of.
All right. Do I have a motion to accept or at least to get into this?
Who made the motion? Who made the
I made the motion?
Motion,
Anita and Anita. Charlie.
Seconded. I'll second the motion, Camille.
And then Charlie right. seconded it. All right, discussion. Yep. And we have the chief here too, so he could fill in a lot of this. He's been doing a lot of research and studies on this, and we've been talking about this. So.
Okay. Chief, it's Barbara. Is Motorola, I know in WatchGuard. So are they owned by Motorola or is it Motorola's product?
So
you indicated that.
Yeah, hold on one second. I'd have to turn down the radio. Sorry. So yes, WatchGuard is a long established product. They've been on the market for a while. They're pretty well vetted. They were purchased by Motorola. And Motorola is a fantastic company, and they also run our professional telecommunication system here down at the PD. That's what we have for our radio system, and I believe that's what the fire department's moving to as well.
Well, I know Motorola was. I'll say that at the end. But is how many are we getting? Because I saw in the quotes we had different numbers. How many actual body cameras will we be getting through WatchGuard, the number?
Okay. So a simple question, but complicated answer. The simple question is 38 body-worn cameras and 8 in-car camera systems. The way that works out is there are some spares because there is no room for error in this bill. You can't work as a police officer if you don't have a body-worn camera. So if something goes down, we have to replace it quickly. And the grant is not congruent with the purchasing and procurement practices of most of these vendors. They like, and I hate to use this term, but like a lease to own program. And the grant really is forcing us to purchase upfront. So they don't cover things like extended warranties. They don't cover things like freight. So there's things that we're gonna have to eat in this grant, but we can't buy an extended warranty. So an alternative to that is to buy extra cameras in case something breaks. That's what they will cover. So it's long and complicated and every proposal is different and we weighed everything against each other.
So every officer will have one on when they're on the shift. Is that the plan?
Correct. So
or mandated plan?
Yep. So to put it in perspective, prior to this, we tried to field a body-worn camera program. We were one of the first in the area. And generally, a lot of municipalities will purchase for staffing for a shift. So if you have 100 police officers and let's say, you know, you have 30 on at any given time, you buy 30, 35 cameras. This grant changed everything because now
If you have 100 officers, you need 100 plus cameras, because I have to wear a body worn. I need a body worn camera. The deputy chief does. If you're going out to interact with the public at any point in time, you need to have one. And even if our officers are working road jobs, so if they're working for UI, they need a body worn camera. They're working a football game, they need a body worn camera. So we have to have one per person now.
Okay. All right. And then the only thing I would say, not to you, but to those that made the motion, I think if the recommendation is from the chief that it's the WatchGuard product, I think that has to go into the, I'm not sure, but maybe Corporation Counsel can answer, but I'm not sure if we have to be specific that that's the one that we are looking reimbursement for because of the quote. That's who it's from. That's what the chief is recommending to us.
Correct. And there's two parts to this. One is actually just having the mayor be the signatory, because I can't apply for this grant. It has to be the CEO. He's the only one that can sign this grant, and he needs permission from your board to do so, or that's the proper way to do things. The second part is the actual procurement of this, whether we have to have a bid waiver or is this a sole source procurement. All that stuff will be left up in the air, and I ask that you don't attach a number to this in case we need, you know, plus minus $1,000 or $2,000, you know. It's important for us to get this right, and it's competitive. To be honest with everyone, there's $4 million for the entire state of Connecticut, and it's first come, first serve. So the people that are waiting first in line are the people that got denied on the last grant. So we're already behind in this entire process. And nobody has in-car cameras. I mean, the general consensus of the legislature was that, you know, 80% of departments have in-car cameras. They don't. So this is a big catch-up. It's going to be highly competitive, even though they say they don't, and the state's going to run out of money. And we don't want to be left, holding that bag where we have to pay for this.
Well, then maybe we don't. We have the bid process, but if we're going to apply for the grant, don't we have to put a dollar number in what we're applying for?
We do, but that's so we're going to apply for the grant, but the grant isn't actually submitted until we have the procurement and we have a bill in hand. So that's part two of this. So the board is allowing us to do this is part one. Part two is for me to, figure out where we're going to get the funding, how we're going to fund this, pay for it up front, get the grant, and get as much money back as we can and minimize the impact to the taxpayer. I mean, if you saw the first numbers at $330,000 over 5 years, we've really whittled that down. We've moved away from cloud storage. We are away from, as far away from the Cadillac of this plan as we can get. And we really consider what is usable, what is in the best interest, and what's going to save the taxpayers the best money and get the most money back for us. Because we don't have money. It's never a good year for us.
And Chief, thank you for doing your due diligence. This is one, all of us should be appalled by what Hartford did to this, because they said it wasn't going to cost us money. Once again, it's on the taxpayers that we have to fund this. So you guys should all be appalled about what they did up there. And we even had conversations with our legislators, and they're like, oh, it's going to cost you $20,000 a year for this. Well, guess what? Here it is right now. So,
Mayor, I want to just let you know that they are working on something to help this. It's a one-time money coming to all cities, and it can be used for this. So, I mean, it's not done deal yet, but they are really trying to work with us.
Well, I know. I mean, they should have done that before. But
I got to tell you, Anita, I don't know what you're talking about, because I, too, am in the same boat as Chief Narowski. All right. I know exactly what's going on up there. I have people who talk to me every day on what's going on up there. But no, we are mandated to spend this cash, which I'm looking at spending twice what the chief is actually asking for. And not only are we spending it, I know we have a bid process that has to go out. But I will tell you that this will become an emergent need, because the law states that we have to have these installed prior to July 1st of 2022. And like the chief said, there's probably less than 30 departments 30% of the departments that have body worn cameras, and probably less than that that have in-car cameras. So this is going to become one of those things where a watch guard, who I'm actually probably going to go with, is going to get inundated with all these orders. And in order for them to actually get these things installed in time, we, as a chief is doing now with his due diligence, are going to have to act now. But I'm not sure what you're talking about with there's money coming. I have not heard that one, and I'm on the phone with Hartford on a daily basis.
Yeah, and your city is in a different position than Derby. So
Ma'am. I still have to spend money in Westport that I don't have because of what the Democrats did. So stop.
So Chief, how fast can this get going? After tonight.
So practically, WatchGuard couldn't even provide me with a demo. They're that inundated. So what would happen is you're asking me hypothetically in this world, if the city had funding in place and you had $120,000-ish amount, I could start the procurement process immediately because it's a sole source vendor. It's not like buying a Ford police car from a different dealership. We're buying directly from the manufacturer. So that's the only source of people that manufacture this. There's nobody else. If I could do that and start speccing this out and we had money in place and I can have a purchase order, I would have to check with the company. But I would anticipate that at least if I have a bill in hand, I could submit the grant immediately. So even before my equipment is arriving, if we start payment, we can start submitting to receive the money back from the state. That's the functional part here is getting the 50% back, because the rest of the state is getting 30%. But we're because we're a poor community, we're going to get up to 50.
Okay.
I don't have an exact timeline, but literally if we found money within the next 30 days and I put in a purchase order and I got a receipt back, I could submit for the grant within 30 days.
Thank you, Chief.
Any other questions? All right, so.
Just remember the alternative is we foot the whole bill. You know, I can just provide this as, Anita had mentioned that this is still in flux. If things change and they're more favorable for Derby, I'm going to pull out and do whatever I have to do to save us money. They're discussing things like cloud storage statewide. If that happens, that may or may not be beneficial. We have that option right now through the same program that the Board of Education uses, but there's a significant fee to us that doesn't really give us any benefit over using the two existing cloud platforms, either being Microsoft or Amazon, because we need to have a government secure type system. So wherever this goes, wherever the legislature goes with this, if there's something more favorable for us, I will divert and I will re-engage you with that.
Okay. So.
And this is all on the tax board's radar, right?
Correct. I've already put them on notice that I'm looking for nearly $250,000 this year in capital funding. We have to be careful how we work with this because grants are funny. You can't supplant. I can't take federal grant money or maybe even LOSIP money and use that as our cash match. So I think it has to be taxpayer dollars that is our cash match. I don't think I can substitute LOSIP. I can't take state grant and make that the 50% match. But they're on notice. It's on their radar. I briefed it with my budget. Like I said, if there's something that exists this year, that may defer any type of taxes to the taxpayer next year. So I'm going to work with City Hall. I'm going to work with the tax board. I'm going to work with Capital. To do what's in the best interest, and I'm going to provide all the info I can. The unfortunate thing is it's the law. Nobody asked us. Nobody consulted with us. The in-car camera systems are very expensive, and I don't. They're nice, but they don't provide as much as everybody thinks they do. And this is only one of like 70 items on the list that I've been dealing with. wait, there's more. That's a lot more expensive than this coming down the road in the next few years. You know, the accreditation process is going to cost us a lot of money. It's hiring another full-time person just to manage it. So that's still all in flux. I apologize for going on this rant, but this has been consuming my life for the last basically four, five, 6 months.
I can imagine. Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you, Chief. All right. So do we have a motion and a second?
We have.
We do.
Just on the signatory, I think.
Yeah. To at least get it moving forward, have the chief do the due diligence on this. Like I said, it's unfunded for us. Taxpayers got to shoulder this burden again, which is sad. But anyways, so, you know, any more discussion on this? All right. So all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstained? So carried. 10-1 is deleted. Executive session. Potential lease of city property, Main Street parcel 8-5-202A. Strategy and negotiation.
Make a motion to go into executive session and invite the mayor. Who else, mayor? Corporation counsel?
Corporate counsel. Carmen?
Carmen. Andrew?
Andrew. Yep.
Okay. So I make a motion to invite them into the executive session.
You have a second?
Second, Ron.
Second, Barbara.
All in favor?
Aye.
All right. At 8:08, we will be going into executive session. So.
Mark, do your thing.
Turn it over to Drew.
Yes, sir. Okay, so just for the public.
Wait.
For the public, turn off the, pause the recording first.
All right, regular session 12.1. Who wants to lead the motion?
Okay.
I'll make a motion to refer to planning and zoning for an 824 referral.
For potential lease of city property using Main Street parcel 8-5-202A. Is that good?
Yep.
All right. I have a motion. Do I have a second?
Second, Charlie. Sarah.
All right, Sarah, all in favor?
Aye.
Both? So carried. And Ron?
Motion to adjourn it. 8:32.
All right, sir. You all have a good night. UConn's on.
Second.
Let's go. Take care, everybody. Have a good night.
Thank you. You too. Bye.